Merci, monsieur. Je vais maintenant.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And I will call to the stage Pierre-Henri L'Enfant from the DG Treasury, and who is going to make a presentation on the French economic presence in Bangladesh, and also Monsieur Mohamed Choualer Rahman Chaudhry, who's the General Director of the Economic Zones in Bangladesh, on the opportunities for economic investments in Bangladesh, Mr. Mohamed Islam, for the presentation of the sector of high-tech in Bangladesh, Mr. Shafiul Islam, who is the director of the projects of the high-tech parks in Bangladesh with regard to the opportunities of investment in the ITC in Bangladesh, Mr. Siad Al-Maskabir, president of the IT services department in Bangladesh. Thank you all.
Mesdames, Messieurs,
ladies and gentlemen, I am going to talk to you about France's presence in Bangladesh, but I'm also going to get back to one or two macroeconomic figures, which it seems to me important with regard to Bangladesh. This graph represents the growth rate since the year 2000. We see we're looking at growth over 5%. And we're seeing it in the coming 5 years, and I am looking at very conservative data from the IMF. We're looking at a minimum 7% growth rate de facto until 2029. So the little yellow line is GDP, and this year, in 2019, Bangladesh has overtaken Pakistan. Bangladesh has a GDP of $315 billion. And this GDP will grow at minimum 7% per year over the next 7 or 8 years. And so there will be two economies which are going to be really important in South Asia, and that is India and Bangladesh. What's important to retain with regard to the coming years is what does the Bangladeshi economy really do? $40 billion in export, $55 billion in imports. Commercial deficit, which is diminishing with regard to 2018. Deficit in current accounts, which is also being reducing. And balance of payments, which is kind of getting back into balance. At the end of the financial year, that's the end of July 2019, that's in balance. There's $32 billion in monetary reserves. Bangladesh has never had less than $30 billion since 2016. That's guarantees 5 months of imports. And their currency, the taka, is very stable. It varies no more than 4% per year. The variation per rapport, the euro, is 1%. In concrete terms, the ambitions of the country in terms of economic growth, they're looking at export of goods and services of some $60 billion in 2020. That's up 15% on 2019. And the objective for 2021, which is sort of in the first of between July 2019 and 2021, they're looking at a growth which guarantees the exchange rate and monetary stability. Another thing which is not on the not shown here, that is that Bangladesh has very low levels of debt. Their public debt is below 39% of their GDP, and in of those 39% external debt, so foreign currency debt, is lower than 15%. So this is the zone in Asia which is at the lowest level of debt, and so they have a lot of leeway, a lot of margin with regard to contracting debt with multilateral organizations, notably with in bilateral relations. But above all, this allows people who want to do export credit to Bangladesh the guarantee that the country can take on debt because they have plenty of room for that. I would also remind you that Bangladesh has never failed in that regard. With regard to bilateral trade, in 2018, our trade, import and export are around 3 billion euros, and they are progressing by 11% with regard to 2017. That's a 10-year record. And France currently has a bilateral deficit of higher than 2 billion euros. That deficit has tripled over the last 10 years. Our exports in 2018 went beyond 330 million euros, so the very strong development with regard to the previous year. Three quarters of our exports are industrial equipment, some consumer goods, and a very low level of pharmaceutical products and food products. Our exports, of course, are linked to the major contracts that our big companies have signed with the private sector and the public sector in Bangladesh. And Bangladesh in 2018 was our third biggest customer, behind India, which has for 5 billion euros, a little behind Pakistan, but well ahead Sri Lanka and Myanmar. The imports of Bangladeshi goods in France have reached 2.6 billion euros. That's up 6%. They're dominated 98% by textiles, clothes, leather and shoes. Of course, our companies trust Bangladeshi businesses and they buy massively in Bangladesh. And this is the forecasting at the end of August. These are the latest data available. We should have imports which should be rising by 18%. So the deficit will be getting worse. And exports, which are down a little. But once again, this is because of the current context, because of the delivery of goods and equipment. But the medium-term forecasts, when we look at them, are growing strongly of our purchase of Bangladeshi goods, and our deficit will become greater. This year, logically, Bangladesh should get beyond 3 billion euros. If we apply the simple rule of three, we should have 3 billion euros in imports, the purchase of Bangladeshi goods imported to France. Bangladesh has become a vital supplier in the supply chains for textiles, clothing and leather goods. And it is the biggest European supplier and second biggest supplier worldwide after China. Our investments in Bangladesh are very limited. The statistics are not necessarily highly reliable because if we look at the data from the central laboratory at the French Bank of France, we look at our investment stock, which is lower than 37 million euros at the end of 2018, without us now knowing whether we include in those stocks the reinvestment of dividends, unpaid dividends and so forth. So we are a small investor in Bangladesh, well behind our competitors. We are 29th in the investment ranking of investor countries, according to the Bangladeshi Central Bank, with less than 3% of stocks. And within the European Union, we are 7th, behind the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, Malta, for reasons which must be tax-related, and Italy. Our presence in Bangladesh is estimated to count some 60 commercial establishments. It's concentrated in the service sector and in manufacturing industry with 5 in modest investments in Total Gas, Serine in the pharmacy, Danone in milk products, dairy products, L'Oréal and Essilor, which just arrived less than 2 years ago. Perhaps one word to give you a perspective on the European Union and their European relations with Bangladesh. The EU has the same policy as France in terms of procurement in ready-to-wear clothes and leather goods, because the trade between the Europe of 28 counted some 21 million euros with a deficit of 14 million euros, and Germany is the number one customer and supplier of Bangladesh, ahead of Italy, the UK, and France. And France is fourth in the ranking of suppliers with 330 million euros. And we are about the same level in terms of export as the UK, and we are quite a long way behind our main competitors in this regard, Germany and Italy. Thank you very much, Monsieur L'Enfant. I would like now, the Bangladesh delegation has a surprise for us. They are going to show us a short film on the country. And so I would invite you to watch and discover this very endearing country.
Starting from a war-ravaged, low-growth, agro-based ground, Bangladesh is now one of the fastest-growing economies of the world that recently launched her own satellite in space. Guided by the dream of Sunar Bangla, the golden Bengal of the father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, and inspired by his historic 7th March speech, Bangladesh emerged as an independent country in 1971. Since her independence, Bangladesh has traversed a long expanse to become a remarkable achiever in the global arena of development. The country is highly regarded by the international community for the inclusive society with interfaith harmony, gender equality, and also for her contribution to UN peacekeeping, climate resilience, advancement in healthcare and education, and so on. The macroeconomic parameters of the country are very strong and have remained stable over a long period of time. Bangladesh's economy has grown at over 6.26% per annum for a decade, and poverty indices have been halved since the 1990s. The GDP growth rate of Bangladesh in 2017-18 was 7.65%. reaching the size of $285 billion, while per capita income rose to $1,752. Bangladesh is now the 44th largest economy in the world and estimated to be the 23rd largest by 2041. Under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Bangladesh has adopted a long-term goal to reach middle-income country status by 2021 and becoming a developed country by 2041. The spectacular performance and high economic potential of Bangladesh is now recognized by major global economic watchdogs. Bangladesh is now on course of graduation from least developed country LDC status, propelled by increased human assets, lower vulnerability, and a burgeoning economy. Bangladesh is the first country to meet all three thresholds for LDC graduation, namely GNI per capita, Human Asset Index, HAI, and Economic Vulnerability Index, EVI. Given the growth trajectory of Bangladesh as a nation, investment opportunities in this part of the world are abound, diverse, and long-term. Almost all industrial sectors are open for foreign investors with 100% foreign equity along with unrestricted exit. For foreign investors, Bangladesh is secured by law against nationalization and expropriation. The country has signed bilateral investment treaties with 31 countries, including France. 8 export processing zones are in operation now within the country, and 100 more economic zones are being established across the country, along with a number of high-tech parks with competitive incentive packages for the investors. 10 growth-generating large projects, identified as mega projects, have been brought under special supervision of the Honorable Prime Minister for rapid implementation. In the last 9 years, the country's power generation capacity has increased threefold to 18,353 megawatt. Bangladesh has educated, dynamic and young workforce with more than 50% of the population below 25 years of age. Bangladesh is the second largest global apparel supplier following China. Export earnings from this sector accounts for 82% of the total export earning of the country. Thanks to the supervision of national and international experts, 98.94% RMG factories are now safe. We have the highest number of green factories globally, with 7 of the world's top 10 green garment factories located in Bangladesh. The country has undertaken an integrated policy for diversifying her export products and market. High value-added RMG, leather, jute diversified products, shipbuilding, IT and IT-enabled services, pharmaceutical, plastic, agro-based products, furniture, home textile, etc. have been identified as highest priority sectors and major export groups. With the help of trade and investment policy support, the country is confident to achieve $60 billion export target set in the 7th five-year plan. The bilateral economic relation between France and Bangladesh is robust and ever expanding. France is Bangladesh's fifth largest export destination. In 2017, bilateral trade between France and Bangladesh stood at around 2.6 billion euros. Major investors from France include Lafarge, Suez, Thales, and many more. During her visit to France in December 2017, the Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina invited French enterprises to invest in Bangladesh, terming the country's trade and investment regime as one of the friendliest in the region. She proposed establishment of a French special economic zone in Bangladesh and formation of a joint economic commission between the two countries. We believe the individual strength of both France and Bangladesh can be unified to attain higher achievements of mutual economic and social benefits. There remains a myriad of undiscovered opportunities of mutual cooperation in the days to come. Bangladesh, now called a development miracle, is moving fast and resolutely on the development highway under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, with the support of dedicated, committed and hard-working people of the country. Now it is our time. Now it is the time for Bangladesh.
Merci beaucoup pour ce...
Thank you very much for this film, which reflects genuinely what we can see in Bangladesh. And we can say, Jean Duhin and me, that we were very interested and touched by this country, which has a lot of things and which is very promising. And I really believe that it's the right moment for businesses to get established there. It's a market which is wide open. We really have to do everything we can in order to become involved on site. And I believe that our businesses are capable of taking an important share of the market in Bangladesh and benefit from the opportunities there. So thank you very much for this film. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Mohamed Soheila Rahman Chaudhry, the Bangladesh Economic Zones Index of Progress.
Thank you. Honorable Senator Jackie Deromedi, President of the France Southeast Asia Interparliamentary Friendship Group, Senator Jerome Durain, President of Bangladesh Friendship Group in the French Senate, President of the Standing Committee of Economy in the French State Senate, Honorable Senators, Representative of the French Agency for Development, AFD, Business France, MIDEF International, and members of the business community, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I welcome you all to this presentation on the Bangladesh Economic Zones Authority. In few minutes, actually, I will provide some information to you what opportunities we have been creating for the investors in Bangladesh in the economic zones. Bangladesh Economic Zones Authority was established in 2010 by an Act of Parliament. Actually, the organization, though, was established in 2010. It started working aggressively from 2014. So if you consider the age of the organization, it's not very old. But even then, we had been able to attract the foreign and local investment investors in our economic zone. So the objectives of this establishment of economic zone is to work as an agent for transformation of the economy of Bangladesh. Actually, we want to work as a catalyst for transforming the economy of Bangladesh from agrarian economy to industrial economy. And doing this, we need to attract FDI. We need to develop and diversify our exports. We have to develop our skill. Our honorable ministers actually requested France counterpart to assist us in the skill development area. We want to reap the benefit of dynamic advantages through our economic growth, through our economic zones, and of course with due care to environment and social issues. Because in the Economic Zones Authority, we are working with three objectives. That is, we call it three bottom lines. First is the profit, and then planet, and then profit. So with all this objective, we are working in special economic zones. The organization is governed by a two-tier management system. At the top, it is our governing board. Our honorable prime minister is the head of our governing board. Ministers, representative from trade bodies, permanent secretaries of the government, they are the members of the governing body. They are the policy-making body to guide the operational body, which is the executive board of Bangladesh Economic Zones Authority. So as we are guided by the Prime Minister, we have some advantages to get the things done very easily for our investors. We are working with a mission, the mission to develop 100 special economic zone in coming 15 years. And through this, we want to create 10 million employment opportunities for our people. And we want to increase the export basket to the tune of at least 40 billion. Till now, we have identified 88 special economic zones, the locations where we will develop gradually our special economic zones. And out of those 88, private economic zones are 37. We believe that private sector is the driver and engine of economic growth, so we encourage our private corporate houses to come up and develop their own economic zones. We have one actually, one private economic zone entrepreneurs here. I think you will hear straight from him, his experience in the development process of private economic zones. Presently, we have 40,000 hectares of land. We want to develop a land bank for the investors in Bangladesh so that in coming 30, 40 years, the investors don't need to actually worry about land. So land will be ensured the first element of investment. Our Honorable Minister and Ambassador talked about the macro fundamentals, so I don't want to focus on these issues. The macro fundamentals are very strong in our country. We are persistently growing. We have very low labor cost in our country. We are strategically located so that we can actually connect two big economies, India and China, and we can actually connect our products through the world value chain due to our strategic location. Next, after macro fundamentals, the investors look at the regulatory framework of a country. We have very robust regulatory framework which protects actually our investors. The Bangladesh Foreign Investment Protection and Promotion Act 1980, where it is clearly spelled out that a state will never expropriate any property of private investor. And we have other acts, policies, rules at each stage of economic zone development so that investors feel that they can recourse to laws if they feel any sort of dispute. We have six models for development of special economic zones. These are very flexible models. The investors can develop their economic zones in any of the following ways. One model we call public-private partnership model. So under this public-private partnership model, Bangladesh Economic Zones Authority acquires land and go to the market with that piece of land, say 500 hectares of land. So we go to the market and we request the market to bid to us to develop these economic zones, and on a competitive basis we select one developer who will be responsible for development of this economic zone. So this sort of model we call it public-private partnership economic zones model. Private economic zones model, as I mentioned, that if any corporate house of Bangladesh, they have a good chunk of land, they can come to Bangladesh Economic Zones Authority and request for license to operate their own economic zones. And we have already issued 10 licenses to private corporate houses, and some are still in the queue. We will provide them licenses gradually. Government economic zones means BEZA itself has the mandate to develop its own economic zone. Specialized economic zones means product or service oriented or single product or single service oriented economic zones, like we are developing one apparel village in one of our economic zones. We are developing some tourism parks in our country. So these are specialized economic zones. One of the important innovation for in our organization or in Bangladesh, that is development of economic zones through G2G basis. This G2G basis means the government of any country can request the government of Bangladesh to allocate land which might be dedicated for the investors of that country. And under this model, we are working with many countries. We have substantial progress for development of Japanese economic zone. We have substantial progress for development of Chinese economic zones, Indian economic zones. Recently, UAE government requested us for one economic zone for the investors of UAE, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, and many other countries. Another model, economic zones implemented by government agencies. In our country, if any government agency, those who have corporate mandate, they can come to Beza and request for land and license for operating their economic zones. Our export processing zone authority, we have issued them one license for development of economic zones under this model. So these models are very flexible. The investors can come to Beza and discuss with us. We are very open. We can develop economic zones as to their requirement. Our responsibility is to ensure all off-site infrastructure and utilities, that is, connect the wall of the economic zones with all infrastructure and utilities like road network, railway connection, water, gas, electricity, etc. The responsibility of the developer is to deal with the on-site development, that is, construction of roads and other utility lines inside the economic zone. We offer a very competitive incentives for the investors of economic zones. So we offer income tax allowance, exemption of exported products from duties, then exemption of exported products from indirect taxes, bonded warehouse facilities, and other facilities like exemption of registration fee for handing over land from developer to leaseholders. There are a couple of non-fiscal incentives also we provide to our investors. 100% foreign ownership is permissible in our country. There is no need to hook with any local investor for a joint venture. Foreign currency loan is allowed in compliance with existing laws. Some foreign investors, they are interested to borrow from offshore, so we offer these facilities to them. Subcontracting with domestic tariff area is allowed. Any investor from the economic zone, they can go outside the economic zone to subcontract for the production of their products and services. There is no ceiling on foreign investment. Most important one, the investors want their easy repatriation of their capital and profit. And for that, actually, one foreign exchange policy was issued by our central bank, the Bangladesh Bank, so that the investors in the economic zone can easily repatriate their profit and capital. We offer land for 50 years lease basis, but after 50 years, we guarantee the renewal for another term, whatever might be the term agreed between the investors and Bangladesh Economic Zones Authority. There is no bar for transferring shares to local shareholder, to foreign shareholders. Any foreign investors can transfer their shares. And we enjoy the MFN status of WTO, and for that, the products can move to all the developing countries, all the developed countries, in a duty-free, quota-free fashion. So this is another most important non-fiscal incentive. The investors can hold non-resident foreign currency deposit account. From their account, they can transact actually easily in foreign currency. We issue work permit to our investors, especially in the initial stage for construction, for establishment or commissioning of equipments. They need foreign experts, so we issue work permit for the foreign experts. The industries that will be located inside the economic zone for export orientation, they can sell their 20% of their product in the local market, even though they registered for as export-oriented industries. They can sell their products 100% to outside the economic zone. Those who have, those industries will use those products as their backward linkage products, and ultimately it will be used for export. Yes, now I'd like to inform you about our one-stop service system. This is the most important because we believe that investors want service. Time is money for them. Even they count their money by fraction of second. So for that purpose, with that understanding, we are providing one-stop service system from Bezazen, and we will provide all the services from our end, though investors are required to move from one office to another office. So this is most important service we will provide, and we are providing actually, presently we are providing around 13 services from our online system, and we expect that by the end of next year we will be able to provide 100% services online basis to our investors. These are actually some potential areas for investment in Bangladesh. This is not an exhaustive list. The investors can come up with their own ideas for investment. We are very open. So these are shipbuilding, light engineering, auto parts, pharmaceuticals, large-scale export-oriented RMG, jute and jute-based products, leather goods, power, telecommunication, and IT-enabled services, LNG terminal and petrochemical plants, agro-processing, including fish processing and cold chain. So this is not an exhaustive list. I said that actually the investors can come up with their choice and we can negotiate and we can allow them to invest in Bangladesh. So that's all from my part. If you have any question, actually, our Honorable Minister is here. Our Honorable Ambassador is here. We are here, so we'll try to answer all of your questions. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Questions
will be for later because we're running a little late on our schedule. So over to Mr. Manul Islam. He is an executive member of the Bangladesh Development Authority. He's going to speak about investment opportunities in Bangladesh.